Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
In their masses, just like witches at black masses, evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death construction, in the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh Lord, yeah.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Dave with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live. It's Monday, the Monday right before Thanksgiving. It's November 21st, 2022. Still just a little bit left of that year, 2022, so get ready to have everything come back at you for that. Appreciate everybody joining along. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio Live. You can check us out at 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. Check us out, redneckandeyes.com. I'd like to thank one of our great sponsors, and that is, what is it? DPF Regeneration. That's the one I wanted to say. DPF Regeneration. Check them out at dpfregeneration.com. We appreciate all their support. They're one of the guys where you can get all your it's like the EPA exhaust systems for all the big trucks. You know, that all of that EGR, DPF systems, DPF Regeneration, right? DPF Regeneration, they actually have all of the parts and accessories, know-how, technology, just all kinds of skill to understand that product. And you got any questions, you can call them. And also what they do is they clean it for you. I don't know if you guys ever seen it where you need to get your DPF filter clean. A lot of places, they just replace them. That's expensive, especially if you're an owner-operator. And that's what DPF Regeneration and DPFRegeneration.com, they really support the owner-operator. So check them out. Like I said, DPF Regeneration and DPFRegeneration.com. That's DPFRegeneration.com. We appreciate all their support of Redneck and Eyes. So diving right into everything, there was a report that came out, looks like sometime last night, Fox Business. I really like it when the trucking industry is focused on these bigger, like, technology issues, where they're talking about fuel prices. So we'll dive into that a little bit. And then the FMCSA just came out. This looks like it got released on Friday, where FMCSA shut down two carriers in Texas. So it's they're out of Houston. So we'll dive into that too. But like I said, keep in touch with us here at redneckandeyes.com. We appreciate everybody's support of that. And just hang tight. We'll get rocking and rolling here. This is everything, all things trucking and then some, Redneck and Eyes Radio. We'll see you in a bit.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at LTRtransportation.com or give them a call at 877-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Monday, right before Thanksgiving. Appreciate everybody's support of that and everything. So Yellowstone's been out now. We're on episode number 3 already for season 5. It's pretty amazing. And I don't know if you guys are into that or whatever, but I am, and it's pretty awesome. I tried to get our pal Greg here to get it, watch it. He said he hadn't watched it yet. And I told him about the character Rip, which is the ranch boss. And, you know, there's no fighting on this ranch. You want to fight, you come fight me. I'll fight you all damn day long. It's all awesome. And he married Beth, which is the daughter of you know, the ranch owner and everything. And of course, she's the wild one. You know, she's crazy. And she wanted to go to a club. And he's like, no, we don't need to be going to no club. You don't take no cowboys to no club because then they'll be fighting. And she got them all to go. And he's there dancing with her on the dance floor. And he's like, you just watch all you crazy now. Don't let your crazy come out. And she's like, I save all my crazy for you, baby. It's awesome. So if you haven't checked it out, man, it's pretty awesome. You can stream for all you drivers out there. You know, you try to stay in touch with what's going on TV. You know, we like movies. We like TV shows. We like sports, all that. So if you're trying to keep up with it, let's say that you're doing something where you're trying to keep up and maybe you want to backtrack. So you can stream. The first 4 seasons, you can stream them on Peacock, which is the NBC streaming service. And I'm not real sure. You know what? I need to go check it out. But you can watch the through your, like, it's got to, like, you got to have a cable or some type of, like, you know, if you have DirecTV or cable or Dish Network or whatever, you sign in to the Paramount Network app. And that's where you can get the actual, like, new episodes. So they'll come out the day after. So they'll come out Monday morning. You can get the new episodes that just came out Sunday. So the first 2 came out last Monday morning. This one came out season or episode 3 came out this morning. And so you catch them all like that. You can keep up with them on that app. But the 1 through 4, you go get on Peacock for sure. I know that for a fact, 'cause that's what I use on that side over there to get those. I don't know, as truck drivers, you know, I always said when I was out there over the road and we were able to, like, get, like, these services hadn't come out yet. Netflix was just starting out, but there was nothing else, right? And I was like, you know what they need a way where we can stream regular TV shows or just whatever we want to watch on our phones. And that way, as a truck driver, we could keep up with everything. Well, guess what? It's like that now. You do whatever you want, man. Give it a, I can watch basically any of the cable channels from my cable service. I can watch on my phone. You know, I don't need any kind of special. It's all through the internet. They got an app for that right now. So everything else, I wish that Paramount Plus would go ahead and merge with Paramount Network. Paramount Plus is where you can get all the other stuff for the Yellowstone franchise. They've got 1883 that's already out. It's just basically a 10-hour movie. It's a 10-episode, I think it's 10 episodes, of a TV show. And it's just telling a story for 10 hours. It's a 10-hour movie. It's like a miniseries. Remember how we used to watch, you know, all these old shows? Lonesome Dove, you know how long it is? It's just like that. It's a Western, 1883. It's awesome. Well, they're coming out with another one at the middle of December, December 15th. It's 1923. And it's got Harrison Ford. And it's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to that. A lot of new stuff coming out. I don't know. I like TV. I don't know if you guys do or not, but I love doing that. I love watching that. You know, I stopped watching Walking Dead. It got to where it was just, I don't know, they were just getting crazy. You know, they say the final episode, I don't know if it came out already, but they say that Andrew Lincoln, the guy that plays Rick Grimes, he's coming back for the final episode. So on the internet. So we'll see what happens on that. But yeah, if you want to talk about TV shows, what's going on in that, you want to talk about movies, sports, you know, Cowboys won it big yesterday. I don't hold too much stock in it because one team had a bad day, doesn't mean the Cowboys going to Super Bowl. Okay. So just so you know, but yeah, it's, you know, entertainment's awesome, especially on the road. You know, you got a lot of time to fill sometimes. You sit and waiting on freight. So, you know, getting out there, keeping up with shows, it's fun. You know, sometimes I even backtrack. Like I remember when I first started getting into NCIS, I was like in season 4 or 5 already. So I was like, I want to go. So I started, you know, that's when you start going back and you start getting and that's when they started selling the seasons inside the truck stops, you know, which was expensive. But remember, I don't know if you guys ever remember going to like Iowa 80 or even, you know, Joplin 44 and all the big truck stops, man, their movie section where the DVDs were was bigger than the Chrome shop. It's like the Chrome shop was half of nothing but DVDs and they were right there up front, you know? So yeah, it's that's what drivers do. You know, we got a lot of time to fill sometimes where we just sitting there waiting on freight, you know, waiting on the customers. That's what we got to do. So yeah, that's, talking about that, I was looking at over here. Let's see. It said FMCSA shuts down two related Texas carriers, Houston-based trucking companies, ordered to cease operations for numerous safety violations. And it's on freightways.com. It's a Houston-based trucking company that was put out of business for safety violations but reportedly tried resurrecting itself under a different name has been ordered to cease operations. So, it says that it says on Thursday they shut down both Pack Express LLC and Texas Interstate Express LLC after federal officials determined the two companies were related. Okay, so there you go. It says the carriers were served federal out-of-service orders on November 11th, according to the news release. Texas Interstate Express had 10 trucks and 10 drivers, while Pack Express had seven trucks and 5 drivers, respectively. It says their avoidance of compliance with the safety regulations and the out-of-service order, it said, is an increasing likelihood of serious injury or death. I'm trying to see, just skip down here, what were they doing? It's identified that the investigation based on the carrier's widespread violations documented FMCSA and its partners during roadside inspections. Widespread violation documented by FMCSA and its partners during roadside inspections. So they might have had a lot of failed inspections. It says a violation included employing drivers who did not have CDLs with they're prohibited from working for carriers in the FMCSA's drug and alcohol clearinghouse, using drivers without any records on duty status, and allowing drivers to violate roadside out-of-service conditions. It says while Texas Interstate Express was being investigated, the carrier shifted its operations over to Pack Express. Texas Interstate Express had already been issued an out-of-service order for failing to comply with the investigation. FMCSA did not specify when the carrier was issued the out-of-service order. And it says in signed statements, two of the Texas Express big drivers stated to FMCSA that motor carrier officials at Texas Interstate Express and Pack Express instructed them to disregard being placed out of service for hours of service violations and continue on with trips after the roadside inspectors were no longer monitoring them. The same two drivers stated that they were also instructed to avoid inspections and bypass scales, and they would be dispatched on trips that could not be made within hours of service rules and without speeding. You know, my question is like, who over at the FMCSA just like woke up? I mean, this is what goes on. There's too many trucks out there that do that. And of course, back in the day, man, I tell you what, I just don't know. It's silly to me. I mean, it has to be a lot for the FMCSA to get flagged like that. I mean, I'm talking like a lot. And, of course, it's a percentage thing. So if this trucking company had 100 trucks and they had two or three drivers get placed out of service repeatedly, then they just fire the drivers. You know, the big thing is the drivers not being able to have, not having CDLs. And are then and they fail, if the drivers failed the drug tests and they were in the database, then, you know, yeah, you letting them drive, yeah, that's a big deal. That probably would have been the biggest thing. And then, you know, I don't know if the same drivers, you know, it'd be funny if the same driver said, well, I ain't got a CDL. Well, they told me to drive. You know, I don't know. Drivers might be making stuff up to save their own butt. But still, I know carriers push their drivers. I know that. And as a driver, if, you know, and this is the thing we always say about drivers. If you're out there running around like that, what I would say is that be careful when you're driving for these smaller carriers, because you might have been doing everything all right. You might have been able to keep up with what you got going on. You might have been able to you know, you're doing everything right. You might have been avoiding scales, which, hey, you know, drivers sometimes do that on their own without being told. You know, you might have been driving over the hours of service for just a little bit. You know, drivers do that on their own too. And you might have been able to keep everything all right. Okay, all your books look good. If you drive for a small carrier like this, just watch out, because what it is, you know, just think about it. You're the other driver. You're doing everything you're supposed to. You know, you might not be going completely legal, but everything that you do looks legal. You know, your truck looks good. You keep your truck clean. You keep the lights working, all that stuff. It's the other drivers. And then guess what? Now this company's out of business. Now you're out of job. So just watch out for that. You know, I remember back in the day, there was up in Dallas, there was a big truck accident that, there was a big accident down on Interstate 35 up by Denton where the truck messed up. The driver fell asleep or something and crossed over the median and slammed into two dually pickup trucks pulling you know, they were like two paint trucks, two paint crews, one following the other, and he slammed into both of them and killed a bunch of people because, you know, trucks full of workers. And that carrier, they only had like 8 or 9 trucks, and they shut that company down because that driver messed up and found out that he was not even supposed to be in the country and all that stuff. Well, all those other drivers, they were out of a job because, you know, you're trying to do everything right, and it just takes that one driver to shut that whole carrier down. You know, that's why, you know, sometimes working for a big company or working for yourself is not that bad of an idea, because that way you know everything's covered. You know, you're skating the thin line working for these smaller carriers. Now, not to say all small carriers are like that. It's just you got to, you know, just understand who you're dealing with. You know, when you go into the boss's office or when you get hired by the boss and, you know, you see what they do. You know, sometimes what I like is work for the boss that does the work, okay? When you go into an office or when you get hired on for this small company and the guy that's in charge of the company, he's the guy wearing the white shirt and the tie, and he don't do no driving. He don't do anything like that. He wants you to do it all. He's the deal maker. Okay, run from that place. Okay, don't work for that guy. Be careful. Okay, they'll make you look bad. Okay, when you got the owner of the company is out there working on the truck, keeping the trucks running, and the owner of the company is out there driving one of the trucks, you know, especially if they only got 10 trucks. Okay, if you got 10 trucks and the owner of the company is sitting in an office, okay, be careful. Ask him for trouble because he don't know. He don't care, you know. So just, yeah. But I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with these guys. And I hope the drivers are able to find other jobs, the good drivers. You know, they were hiring guys without CDLs. That way you don't know. You don't know what's going on. So, yeah. Stupid shit. I don't know. It pisses me off, you know. Drivers, there are good drivers out there trying to get good jobs, and then the company is hiring shady guys, and then next thing you know, they're out of a job. So just watch it. That's all I got to tell you. But anywho, what else we got going on? that's a, we got the fuel prices thing coming up. But yeah, you know, what are you going to do, right? That's what we always say. What are you going to do? It is what it is. Things we got going on. So you never know. But check it out. There we go. So yeah, check it out. And like I said, be careful out there. Watch out everything. Yeah, we're going to step away. We'll come back. We'll talk about fuel prices. They're talking about the trucking industry is being affected by diesel prices. Well, yeah, but it made Fox business, so that's always a good sign. We'll talk about that in a second. And meanwhile, I want to thank one of our great sponsors, and that's Trucker Tools, truckertools.com. You can check them out. It's the app for truckers. Download the app, track your freight, book your freight, all that kind of good stuff. And, you know, just keep tabs on trucking. You can find places to park. You can plan your route. You can find fuel stops or places to get worked on, stuff like that. So, you know, whatever you got going on, check them out. So, yeah, this is Redneck and Eyes Radio. Check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. I appreciate everybody doing that. And we'll be back in a second. We'll see you in a bit.
Where's the fire, son? Yeah, where's the fire, son? I said, man, there ain't no fire. I'm just running from a flame. So go on and write your ticket, man, but I ain't the one to blame. That county judge tried to rob me blind. Them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off my mind. I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line. This, I had nothing left to lose. I wanted to hear some rock and roll, but all they played was blues. I didn't want to hear no blues. So I went to call up Elvis. Roger Miller grabbed the phone. He said, drive that 18-wheeler, boy. You're the king of the road. I'm a highway junkie, man, and I need that old white line.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010, or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Alrighty, but hey, this is Ed with Nick and Nyes, Redneck and Nyes Radio. We're back. Give us a holler, 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. Appreciate everybody joining along, listening along. We're also on let me get it out right. YouTube Live right now. That's where we're at right now. Appreciate everybody listening along, joining along for that. And give us a holler. Like I said, we're just talking about things, talking about what's going on out there in the trucking world. And, a lot of cool TV shows are about to come out. I don't know if you guys kept up with that mayor of Kingstown. That was a Taylor Sheridan original that he brought out on Paramount Plus, and they're coming out with a new season in January. And then a new season just came out called Tulsa King, a new series. It's got Sylvester Stallone in it, and he plays an old mob hitman, and he got out of prison from 25 years in prison, and then the mob boss shipped him down to Tulsa, and it's pretty cool. It's funny. It's entertaining, and there's a good little message in there, too, I think. That's what I like about a lot of these shows. They're action-packed, but there's a message. Speaking of which, if you haven't seen on Paramount Plus a TV show called The Contractor, it's Chris Pine. You know, he was the guy in the new Star Trek, and he played that guy. He played in Wonder Woman. You know, he played Steve in Wonder Woman. That guy, he's in the movie called The Contractor. It's really good. Really good, action-packed, and, you know, got a good heartfelt message, and I think that's always good. Speaking of which, if you haven't also seen Good Samaritan with Sylvester Stallone, that is a really good movie, so check that out. I movies are my thing, man. I really do. In fact, in high school, people made fun of me because I remembered all the lines from all the movies, so couldn't remember what was on the test, but I could tell you what was in the movies, so that kind of thing is what I got going on. But like I said, go ahead, redneckandnyes.com. Appreciate everybody joining along. 515-602-9731. And before I go back to this, I was going to pull it up. I think there's probably a video here we can probably watch. It's Fox Business. It says diesel price increase affects the trucking industry. Industry also seeing shortage of truckers, which could contribute to higher prices at stores for customers. Well, yeah, that's exactly what it is. So, yeah, let me slide over here and let's take a look at this video. And turn it down because I think probably gonna get an ad. So, we'll just mute the ad, let the ad go through. But yeah, it's on foxbusiness.com and it's talking about fuel prices for truckers. Let's see what they're talking about. That's an ad. I don't know what they're advertising. It's funny stuff. But yeah, it's not shortage of drivers. It's good drivers. And I think good drivers, we need to get paid. And so higher prices, of course. There we go. Uh-oh, we got something going on. Let me see. Hold up. All right, I'm back here. Let's see. We got some audio difficulties here, but if you're on YouTube, appreciate you hanging out here for a second. We're clearing everything up. Let's see. I was trying to think. You should be able to heard that video on the phone. I'm not real sure, but I got everything as far as I can see. Cause, normally when everything goes wrong, as long as I hook up to the audio or the, as long as I call in to the Blog Talk Radio last, everything should work fine. So, not real sure why that's not working. And maybe it is just the just from the video of watching the fuel prices. They might not have been able to hear that. But anyway, that's talking about fuel prices. That's what it is. It's the What it is these customers, Fox Business is actually just demonstrating to the regular people that there's a fuel surcharge. And it's us in the trucking industry, we know about the fuel surcharge. We know about that. The funny thing is, I'll tell you this funny story. So I'm working for one of the bigger carriers, and I'm an owner-operator. I've been an owner-operator for a couple of years with this carrier, and there's other owner-operators sitting in the little driver's lounge area. It's like a smoking area, I guess, what they're doing. But anyway, I was kind of sitting there messing with my phone, and the other guys, they were chatting back and forth, and the one guy told the other guy that the fuel surcharge was the government reimbursing the cost of the fuel to the trucking company, to the truckers. And he's like, they monitor that based on the price of fuel, and it's paid by the government to the trucking industry. And I heard a guy say that. I was like, whoa, that's not it at all. The government is not giving you any damn money whatsoever. I was like, oh, crap, let me set these people straight here. Oh, man, I feel so bad for them. If you think that, I'm really sorry. It's a contract with the customer, just like you said, fuel surcharge. So what they're doing is they're going to the customer, and I wish that the guy on the video there would have explained a little better. But basically, a lot of these big carriers, that's why they get the contracts. That's why they get the big business, to where, you know, me and Greg over here were just talking the other day about how, you know, these big carriers, J.B. Hunt, Swift, Schneider, you know, Landstar even, they go to these customers and they book the freight, right? They book it. Well, then they'll just if they don't haul it themselves, they'll get somebody else to haul it, but they'll take their cut, right? And the reason they do that is because they offer a good rate with the surcharge. And if you're a customer, you like the surcharge. Because that way, if the price of diesel goes down, then you pay less. Now, see, in a regular rate, as a you know, if you're doing your own thing, then you're booking your rate whatever you can get. And a lot of these customers, of course, most of the bigger customers know that they're not going to pay a certain rate. They're going to pay a lower rate plus the surcharge. And see, and that's why a lot of places. You know, Landstar, this is where they get a little deal, is because what they'll do is they'll pay a lower rate, and then they'll tell the driver, you know, well, I'll get you more surcharge. And if you boil it down to like cent per mile, it's actually less. You know, maybe if you get another $200 or $300, you know, let's say the load's paying $2,000 and you're getting, you know, $500 in fuel surcharge, and they call you up and say, well, the load's actually only paying $1,500. But I can get you another $250 in fuel surcharge, because what they're selling you is that, well, you get 100% of that fuel surcharge. You're only getting 65% of the rate, lowering the rate and upping the, but it's not. I mean, if you're going to cut the rate by 500, then you need to take that 500 and throw it on a fuel surcharge, but they're not doing that. They're only upping the fuel surcharge by another couple of hundred, which means they're actually paying you less money and you're just getting a bigger percentage. And then, and because it's not the same dollar amount, your percent per mile goes down. But, you know, that's what they're doing. So the fuel surcharge to the driver for Landstar, I mean, that's not set in stone. They can change that whatever they want. What's set in stone is the contract with the customer. And the customer ain't going to, they're not going to pay, you know, more fuel surcharge and all that. They just pay a surcharge, you know, whatever they sign the contract with. If it's, you know, some so cents per mile or per gallon or whatever it is, they set it up that way. That way it's done through the information agency, just like the lady said on the video, and that's how it's done. So yeah, I hope the audio is still working on that side. I'm not real sure if it is or not. I, like I said, everything looks good on this end. You know, it might be something to do with the phone lines. I'm not real sure. But YouTube, that's a great way to do it. And I can see everybody. So I don't know if you guys can hit one or not. I don't know. But I can see that you're on there. But anyway, the fuel surcharge is set by, it's between the customer or the the customer or the and between the customer and the carrier or whoever, and the customer is the one that pays it, and it's a contract. And that's why these big carriers are getting the deal, is because they've set that. And these customers, the shippers, they love that stuff. They love it that they can just say, you handle it all, I don't have to worry about nothing. And that's what it's coming down to. There's Greg. What's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's working now. Hey,
yeah.
First off, let's get something straight right now. With the fuel surcharge, when you get off here tonight, I want you to call your Uncle Joe and tell him he needs to cut me a check.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be waiting on my check in the mail for my fuel surcharge. If the government's getting out all this free money for this fuel, I want my share.
Dude, I want him to pay his fair share. What's so funny is that the guy's saying this like with all confidence, saying, "Hey, now it's government paying out that money." I'm like, "Whoa." And the funny thing, the funniest thing was that I said, "That's not true," and he's like, "Oh, I heard somewhere it was, but okay, I understand now." And I'm like, "Dude, you were just spouting off this lie without even verifying it. That's what truckers do, I guess. That's what it is, right?"
Yeah, well, that's exactly what it is. You know, everybody knows. You know, everybody knows everything, and half time they know nothing.
Gotta love it.
Gotta love it.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know if you heard me before, man, but Yellowstone, have you started watching that yet? Did Tiff get you to start watching
it? Oh, yeah, we watched it last night. We watched the rest of Walking Dead, the final bit, because Tiff was watching it, but we watched it. It was actually pretty good. They brought back all the cast members, it was good.
Rick Grimes was in it and all that? Yeah.
Yeah, no, he wasn't in the last one, the final. He wasn't in the show, but he come back, you know. But they left him open. They left it open, you know, kind of left it open for him to come back, because they're going to come out with a couple more series of it, I guess. But
I guess so, yeah.
But it's going to get interesting. I don't know. But yeah. Yellowstone, I don't know, man. But Beth, boy, that's a bad bitch, boy.
I was talking
about damn it, boy.
He was in the club dancing with her. I didn't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen it yet, but it's like he was like, "Hey, baby, just make sure you keep your crazy in check." And she's like, "I'm saving all my crazy for you, baby."
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you what, it got loose on her.
Yeah.
And Rip's just standing there like, "Oh shit, here we go."
Yeah. He's like, "Lloyd, we're done." He's like, "Ain't midnight yet. What's midnight enough?"
Bad. Midnight enough.
Oh, man. But, yeah, it's –
Oh, man. That,
yeah, she was like, what did she say? She's like, "Where's your wife?" And he's like, "She's standing right there staring at you."
Yeah. "I'm married." She said, "So ain't I. Where's your husband?" She told him, "So where's your wife?" She said, "Standing right over there looking at you." They take her along to cold cock her with that bottle.
Oh, man, that was hilarious. Oh, man, that was awesome. But yeah. You know, I mean, you go back and watch the other episode. It's like that. It's pretty awesome. So, yeah. Yeah, I was surprised that those game wardens, Fish and Wildlife, I mean, they kind of gave up real easy. With, you know, you come in there and they say, "Yeah, the wolves were right here, right in the middle of this spot that you just plowed." That's fishy to me. Come on.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And he's like, yeah, okay, whatever. But yeah, it's something else. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. I really like it. If you get a chance to watch 1883, watch it. 1923 with Harrison Ford's coming out. I'm looking forward to that. You know, these movies, all these big celebrities, they love Westerns in Hollywood when they make
shows. I tried watching 1883, and I couldn't get into it. I just couldn't do it.
Man. I think the realistic thing of it is that they were talking about in the behind the scenes stuff. They said that, you know, how when they made movies back in the 50s and 60s where it was cowboys and Indians, stuff like that. And they said that wasn't the real. If you do the research, the number one cause of death for the pioneers, you know, and the settlers and everything, the number one cause of death was falling off the wagon, getting run over by a wagon. And you had to bury them right where they were. So it's, you know, and that yeah. happens like that. It's so funny that, you know, they did that and you're like, well, damn. So it's, it was good stuff, but I don't know if you've seen it yet, man.
But it's good.
What's that?
Getting ready to come back to that again. It's getting ready to go around full circle.
Oh yeah, I agree. Yep. Yep. Shit's getting crazy out there. Yep. They could,
hey, is Robbie listening tonight?
He's on. I see the phone number.
Yeah. Is he? Oh, okay. I ain't going to talk shit about him, man.
Okay. Okay.
It's going to be bad enough. I may end up getting stuck with him for Thanksgiving, so I don't want to talk too bad about him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you got to watch out for that. Yep. Yeah, it's cold down here, man. It was like in the 40s, and then it got into the 50s, and that ain't cool. We need.
Oh, please. When I started the truck this morning, it was 22 degrees.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think, say, you're.
I know Robbie was in Georgia. Robbie was down by Macon, Georgia, and he was crying about, oh, it was cool down here this morning. Cry me a river.
What did he go to Georgia for, to count votes?
Yeah. He should have.
Heck, no, it was 62 degrees today. Oh, man, it was nice. I was just in a long sleeve. I had my redneck and I had his long sleeve shirt on, but that was it.
Huh. I bet it ain't too warm down there right now, is it?
Oh, no, it's going to cool off. It's supposed to get down, you know, I mean, in the 30s tonight.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well.
I didn't even look up what it's going to do down here. Whoops.
Well, I'm here in Pendleton, Kentucky, down here at 28 on 71. I just pulled in there to get fuel. 36 degrees right now here.
Man.
Yeah. With the wind chill, 22.
Yeah, it's 48 here now.
Wow.
But through the night, it's supposed to warm up. See, the rain came through. That's what made it cold. And then tomorrow, it's supposed to get up to 58.
Huh. And
then it's supposed to get up into the 70s come Wednesday. Yep.
That
Thursday.
Well, to get what? If I end up going up to Greg and Tess this weekend, we'll let you know how every night's going.
Yeah, I'll be.
Yeah, well, you got lucky. You don't have to pull an APU this weekend, Robbie, because they're not open Friday. So you got lucky.
Who? Who's not open?
West Point ain't open Friday, so we can't get that APU on Friday.
Well, that sucks.
So, yeah, it don't matter. Whatever. But anyhow.
I was going to make me a fire.
There you go.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, Tiff wasn't happy a while ago because 3 days this week, powers went out. For no reason other than they're putting some new poles up and changing the lines from one pole to the other. But, you know, all summer long they couldn't do it. They wait till it's cold out, and that's when they decided to do that. You know? And she was pissed because she had a grandson today, and, well, she's had a couple, 3 days, you know, babysitting him. And, you know, he's like 2 months old, and here they are, shut the power out. What about all the people that's got, you know, oxygen machines and shit on oxygen? They didn't tell them they was doing or nothing. They just shut the power out.
Wow.
So, yeah, she wasn't impressed.
Bam.
But anyhow.
Yeah, it's really weird. You know, I was we were talking about that because you know how Texas over here, when it got real cold, we lost a lot of power and everything. And
yeah,
there was
that
a
was
guy
when your green energy failed.
Exactly. And so a friend of mine, he's a lineman. He does all the power lines, stuff like that and everything. And it is, I mean, it really is about the, like, just cranking up the source. The keeping the lines up, you know, that's a constant job because it's like they don't hire enough guys. And when they do hire the guys, they're always busy and they're always doing something. And And, like, he always travels. Like, he's always going somewhere else. He's never where – he's never works where he lives. He's always traveling. So it's like they're always doing something. And then the thing of it is, though, is that when an emergency happens, like that when the hurricanes came through Florida, everybody dropped what they were doing. And then it started going toward helping with that because, of course, that's government funded. You know, when you get FEMA doing that, then they make money. So it's like it just sucks all around because you would think that as much money we pay to the power companies, and I'm thinking they're getting subsidized by the government, that they would have tons of money. But, you know, those companies, they make lots of money. If you check their, you know, the stocks and all that, they so you would think they would be able to keep it going, but they run a tight ship over there. And they don't really care if you lose power or not. You know, they're like, oh, that's what happens.
It's cost of doing business.
Down here, we lose
your money.
Down here, we lose power because everybody
let their windows freeze up, their solar panels cover up with snow. Though, boy, it's a major catastrophe. Then they, oh, my God, what are we going to do?
Yeah. Well, just like you
suck
said.
Suck it up, buttercup.
You say it all the time, you know, about how these big guys, you know, and all these billionaires and everything, it's like let them go to the restaurants and have no steaks, and then they'll start worrying, you know. So
it's
all we got to do is just, you know, just like the fuel prices and you know, the prices go up and all that. And it's like just if everybody out there that had a way, if everybody, like if I could do it, I would. I'm sure you guys would if you had time or whatever, but if everybody just started planting their own gardens and started not buying groceries that much, it's like that. I mean, just get away from going to the grocery store. We're just hooked on it. Just get away from it, you know.
Like what's going on with that railroad strike right now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a railroad strike they're talking about. Now, they're making a big deal out of that, but the railroad, you know, you know, starting, what is it, December or whatever, the railroad's thinking about shutting down on notes, and now we're going to have a supply chain issue. And they're making a big deal out of it because it's a railroad.
Yeah.
Well, what the hell about us when we're having all that problems? Nobody said a damn word about that.
Oh, no.
It was our fault.
Yeah,
They're trying to get now Biden's going in having negotiations with them, but he didn't do a damn thing for us.
Well, you know, the funny thing is the negotiations is basically just saying, you know, what do you want? We'll give you whatever you want. That's basically Biden's negotiation tactics is we'll give you whatever you want.
Well, I don't know, but whatever he told them when they had the other day, they come back and told him, they went, no way, forget it. No deal.
And that might be a good strategy they're doing. They're asking for everything, you know, because they've got a guy in there that should be able to get them everything. But the companies, they might not be willing to cave on it. Maybe, I don't know. You know,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's all going on with that, but yeah. So here's another big news. So you want to hear this? That today, officially today, was the first time ever that CBS News has reportedly confirmed that there is data from a laptop that has been reportedly belonged to Hunter Biden. Under FBI subpoena. The first time today that CBS has admitted that there's a laptop that used to be home by Hunter Biden in FBI custody.
Yep.
So, that's what we're doing.
Imagine that.
Yeah. It's like, whoa, man, stop the world. I want to get off. Oh, man. But yeah, so time to go to work. Hey, you know, hey, I was gonna ask y'all real quick. I don't know. Well, you're out and about. I guess I gotta ask Tiff. Is she gonna do the show Wednesday or not? Is she got her
stuff? Yeah, she can get her damn system straightened out. I don't know. We went and got new mic. Still can't get straightened out.
Okay.
She was supposed to call you and see if you could figure out what's wrong with it, but apparently she hasn't done that yet.
Well,
so I don't know.
I'll be on Wednesday for sure too, because it's, you know, like I said, we're going to be off for 2 days and all that. So I figured I would, you know, help out Wednesday as well. Cause I ain't got nothing else going on. And all I'm going to do is go to work early so that I can get back. And then I won't get off work till Thursday morning. And then I'm going to take a little nap and then drive up and see mom up there. So I'll be up there. So yeah, we'll get that figured out. be lots of fun.
All right. Oh, yeah. Real quick, Ed. Beginning of the show, you were talking about the, you know, streaming shows and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
And cable providers. You don't need cable providers. I have YouTube TV. It has all your channels on it.
There
and
you go.
When I pulled mine up yesterday and it asked me, the first thing when I hit the YouTube app, it asked me if I was there temporary or if I moved there, blah, 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 and I hit temporary. And then now if I go, you know, 200 miles up the road or 300 miles up the road, it'll ask me if I'm there temporarily. So you can pick up all the local channels like news channels and whatnot.
Okay,
but
so
there's
YouTube's like YouTube TV is like getting local channels wherever you're at.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And you can watch everything. I missed, it was already a half hour in a Yellowstone last night, but normally they play it right after they play it again later in the night. So I did it that way. And then I started watching the Tulsa King with Sylvester Stallone. Man, he is aged. Oh my God.
Yeah, he's old man. He's old man. Yeah, it's but the way he talks, the way he delivers the line, the guy picked him up in the taxi and he was kind of like, oh, gangsta. And he's like, what you call me? So yeah, it's pretty funny.
I need a tire. Oh no, this cup will work.
Yeah, that's a good one there. Yep. Good stuff. And it's a good message because he misses his family. His daughter don't want to talk to him, and all that. So that's a good. It was good. Good stuff.
All right, y'all. Talk to you later on.
All right, now we'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Good deal. All right, now. So yeah, that's Redneck and I's Radio. That's what we do. Let's see. Let me go back up here. I know. Where am I at? So, yeah, just check us out, RedneckandI's.com. Appreciate everybody joining in tonight. And like I said, we're also on YouTube Live when we get on here, so make sure you go check that out. It's Redneck and I's is the name of the YouTube channel. You can get the links to all of our social media on our website, redneckandeyes.com. Appreciate everybody doing that. So we're here every weeknight, 7 p.m. Eastern time for 1 hour, and I appreciate everybody joining along. Listen to us, 515-602-9731 is the phone number, and you can join along, join in the conversation. So just let us know. And one of the great sponsors I like to end the show with, and that is Load to Ride Transportation. That's ltrtransportation.com. Appreciate all their support. Great little trucking outfit out of Denver, Colorado. It's Load to Ride Transportation at ltrtransportation.com. Appreciate all their support. So we got to see you tomorrow. Stay safe. Stay successful. Keep between the ditches. And we'll see you out there on the road.
You see me out.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and I's.
Recording stopped.